family members of American football star Damar Hamlin say they are deeply moved by fan support after the player suffered a cardiac arrest during a primetime U.S. National Football League game last night. The Buffalo Bills player remains in critical condition after spending the night in a hospital intensive care unit, according to his team. Mr. Hamlin collapsed after colliding with an opponent during the match. Of course, fans have rallied behind the player. The collision happened during the first quarter of the game. Hamlin received on-field medical attention for more than 30 minutes before being taken to a local hospital. His team later confirmed the player had suffered a cardiac arrest and said that his heartbeat was restored on the field on Monday. Take a listen.
The entire Bills team is out on the field right now. Several players are down on their knees. Other players are holding hands, praying. You can just see the worried looks on their faces.
Hamlin is the one who was in on that stop on T. Higgins. And then he got up and just went right back down to the ground.
Not what any of us want to see, and everybody's around him, and just hope that he's going to be okay.
Those are some of the sounds and comments from last night's Monday night football game. Joining me now to talk a little bit about cardiac arrest is Dr. Jason Andrade. He's a cardiac electrophysiologist at Vancouver General Hospital. Dr. Andrade, thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to start with something basic because I find it very fascinating in regards to what happened last night. We all want him, Mr. Hamlin, to get better here. For our listeners, first of all, can you explain what cardiac arrest is?
Yeah, so, I mean, cardiac arrest and heart attack often are used interchangeably, but they're typically different terms. So heart attacks are typically, you know, blockages in the arteries that stop the blood flow. But a cardiac arrest is really an electrical problem. So the electrical system of the heart goes haywire, the heart no longer contracts and functionally stops working.
How rare is cardiac arrest among athletes?
Generally speaking, at a professional level, cardiac arrest is incredibly rare. I mean, most professional athletes undergo extensive screening to make sure that there's no heritable conditions or other problems that could predispose them to this risk. So we typically don't see it happen very often, which is why it's so dramatic when it does occur.
Mm-hmm. When you hear about cardiac arrest, I recall looking at the images and watching television last night. I was watching the game. You see an athlete at just a peak physical condition, and to see what Mr. Hamlin was going through. Now, what are the long term effects of cardiac arrest?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. I mean, when you have a cardiac arrest, as I say, it's an electrical problem. Really, it's a matter of fixing that electrical problem as quick as you can. You know, a lot of cardiac arrests, when they happen out of hospital, aren't survivable just because people don't get prompt CPR and don't get the normal heart rhythm restored. If you have CPR available, if you have medical personnel who can attend to you quickly, you know, you can defibrillate the heart, get it back into a normal rhythm, and then there tends to be not much in terms of a long-term risk. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, the consequences are how long it takes the heart to get back into a normal rhythm and all the other problems that come along with it. And then the second piece is really just why did the cardiac arrest happen? Is it something that's, you know, easily reversible and you don't expect it to happen again? Or is there some underlying problem that may come back down the road?
Mm-hmm. This is speculative, and I'll say that up front because we don't have all the medical information. But recovery, does it take a long time?
Again, it really depends partly on how or the reason why the people have the cardiac arrest and then also the consequences in terms of the short term. You know, you may recall that 2 years ago, a soccer player by the name of Christian Eriksen had a cardiac arrest while playing at the European Cup. Mm-hmm. And he was back playing for Manchester United and then in the World Cup just this past year. So, you know, presuming that there's a cause identified or at least a treatment can be offered, then people can get back to high-level sporting activity. You know, as I say, a lot of arrests aren't survived immediately, and there can be some long-term consequences if there's a long period before the heartbeat is restored.
Are there specific sports that you see more of this in?
It depends. I mean, I think one of the things that has been part of the conversation since yesterday is a little bit of a speculation as to, you know, why he had the cardiac arrest. There's a particular mechanism that's kind of been discussed, which is something called commotio cordis, or agitation of the heart is the sort of the English term for it, where if there's enough trauma placed on the chest overlying the heart, that can precipitate one of these dangerous heart rhythms. I mean, that's exceedingly rare. It's sort of 20 cases a year described in North America. But you tend to see it in contact sports with younger men. So baseball players taking a baseball to the chest. Chris Pronger apparently had this happen with a hockey puck to the chest. Mm-hmm. And you see it with football players as well. So it's possible that that's the mechanism. You know, other people like Christian Eriksen or other regions, it's something to do with a heritable condition. Mm-hmm. In general, you know, these are fairly rare events, which is why it's so dramatic when we see them happen.
And this, of course, happens on national television. You have medical personnel there. But that goes back to what you're saying earlier, which is the importance of people knowing CPR as well.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, someone collapses while doing sports, you have to almost fear for the worst and be ready to attend right away. I know, for example, the NHL does have dedicated personnel ready to deal with any suspected arrest on ice. Other professional sporting leagues have similar things there because it is so important just to attend to people quickly and restore their heartbeat to a normal heartbeat. You know, the bigger problem is when this happens in, you know, recreational leagues and other sporting environments where people may not recognize it as quickly as they need to. And really, it comes down to doing CPR as fast as you can and getting an automated defibrillator to the patient. Mm.
Dr. Andrade, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you much.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.